Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's first reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 8. We have the dedication of Solomon's temple. When he has the ark brought up and put in place in the Holy of Holies, and we see the cloud fills the temple of the Lord. The Lord's glory had filled the temple of the Lord. And Solomon says, I have truly built you a princely house, a dwelling where you may abide forever. St. Peter Damian, in his sermon on the birth of Our Lady, says that this dedication, that this temple, is a symbol, a type of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that Our Lady was dedicated especially to God and to house the presence of God. And the Church has made that teaching her own, and so we see that in today's liturgy. We're celebrating this votive mass in honor of Our Lady, the temple of the Lord. And although every soul in the state of grace is the temple of the Lord because God dwells there, we have this also manifested physically when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion. Nevertheless, as the liturgy says, Our Lady is the temple of the Lord beyond compare, right? Totally unique, because she alone, we can say, is the most fitting temple of the Lord, because she surpasses all creatures in holiness, in splendor, in dignity, in grace. And so for this reason, she is the temple of the Lord beyond compare. And then in the prayers of this Mass, we're basically praying to become more and more like Our Lady, right? That our souls might become a more fitting dwelling place for the Lord, that we might grow in holiness, and that our Lord might find his rest in us, right? This is the responsorial psalm. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. And that is where our Lord finds his rest par excellence. It is in the heart and in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.